Two children play in a field of tall grass and wildflowers. Both wear white shirts and overalls. A title appears, True Confessions.
Isn't it funny how people on TV lead the most amazingly perfect lives? Lucky them, huh? Anyway, that's me, with my twin brother, Eddie.
Framed photos show the pair.
Can you tell I'm obsessively attached to my camera?
Eddie runs in a relay race.
My dad says if I could've, I probably would've filmed my own birth. And my friends? They love being in my movies.
A teen boy and girl stand on a boat deck.
Come on, just jump up there and do it.
You do it.
Denise!
No.
Don't you think we're getting a little too old for this?
Come on! You two would make the perfect tragic romantic couple.
Denise and the teen boy share a look.
Jakey!
The boy Jake frowns, then extends his arm over the water.
I'm king of the world!
Cut. Great.
I'm not doing it again.
Why not?
Because we're in high school now, and I have a reputation to protect.
Since when? In case you haven't noticed, True won't be happy until she turns her entire life into a sitcom.
True tilts her head and raises her eyebrows. The three teens ride on a ferry. A city stands in the distance. Sunlight gleams off the water. In home video footage, True and Eddie swing on a swing set. Now True and her friends leave the ferry and approach a bike rack.
And here's another thing. On TV, no matter how gigantic your problems are, by the final commercial, everything's wrapped up. Everybody's happy. Who wouldn't want to live like that?
Yeah, but talk about totally predictable and boring.
Hey, reality's harsh. I would much rather live inside the tube.
True puts on a helmet. She and her friends ride along a path near the water's edge. They pass a kid on a rope swing. In home video footage, a bee sits in the center of a sunflower and a butterfly spreads its wings. The three teens ride down a residential street and into the driveway of a large home. They park their bikes in the driveway and take off their helmets. As they approach the door, Eddie emerges snapping photos with a camera with a bright flash.
Paparazzi! Paparazzi through!
As True struggles to get the camera away from Eddie, her friends grimace.
Paparazzi! Paparazzi!
Give me the camera! You are not a paparazzi!
Paparazzi!
Eddie, stop it! Eddie! Hey, hey, hey! Stop it! Stop it!
A brown-haired woman arrives. Jake and Denise share a look.
What is going on here?
He came jumping out at us, shooting this thing off in our faces.
True and Eddie's mom takes the camera.
Maybe we ought to take off.
No, come on, you guys don't have to go.
No, it's okay. I'll call you tomorrow.
Jake and Denise leave. True glares at Eddie. She storms past him and heads inside. Eddie frowns and rubs his neck. He fidgets. He heads inside with his shoulders hunched. True sets down her things and faces Eddie.
Proud of yourself?
I'm sure he didn't mean any harm, True.
That's what you always say.
I only wanted to be funny.
Well, you weren't, okay? I mean, I've got like big white spots in front of my eyes, and you chased away my friends, Eddie.
Can you say you're sorry, honey?
Sorry.
True frowns and lowers her gaze.
Forgive me, True.
She rolls her eyes.
All right.
Good. Eddie, how about you go and work on your map project, huh? It's in the den.
Eddie turns and walks away with a somber expression. His mom puts her hands on her hips.
Why do you have to act like this?
Me? If I shot a flash up in his eyes, you would ground me for a month.
Yeah, because you know better.
So does he. Mom, you let him get away with everything.
Eddie was only trying to get your attention. He feels left out when you're here with your friends.
So whatever he does is just perfectly fine, but I can't do anything right.
Is that what I just said?
You don't have to say it. It's totally all over your face.
True.
Forget it. Leave me alone.
Eddie overhears. True marches away from her mother. Eddie blinks and lowers his gaze. He walks away. True enters the bedroom. Now in a television studio, True approaches her mother on a living room set. They wear 50s style outfits. A large audience watches.
Hi, Mom.
Oh, honey. I don't think I've had a chance today to tell you how very proud of you I am.
Thanks, Mom.
Seriously, True. You're brilliant. You're adorable. And you have the best taste in clothes.
Well then, Mom, I think you and Dad should increase my allowance by $100 a week.
Sure.
The flashing sign reads, applause. The audience complies. True grins. Her mother smiles and taps her on the nose with her finger. In reality, True moves away from her bedroom door. She sets her video camera atop a tripod and opens the screen. As she films herself, her image appears on an old TV.
Okay, here's the deal. The more I wish my life could be like a sitcom, the more it turns into a soap opera. I mean, I can't really even talk to my mom, because not only does she totally not get me, but she's always so busy dealing with Eddie. Then there's my dad. Do you know he actually operates on people's brains? Ew, that's how gross? Anyway, he's hardly ever here. And frankly, sometimes I think he likes it better that way.
Her image also appears on a computer and three monitors on their sides.
Anyway, does it seem a little bit psycho that I'm keeping this video journal?
Hand-drawn letters read True Tales Top Secret.
Not to me. In fact, here's 101 reasons why I'm doing it. Reason one.
A speech bubble reads, I'm a star.
When I'm incredibly famous and have my own show, I'll put this journal out on video so everybody could see what my life was really like. Reason two.
True holds up a pamphlet.
In case foreign agents break in and drain my memory, I'll still have this tape as a record of my life. Reason three. I really, really need something that's completely and privately mine. Anyway, I haven't actually come up with reasons 4 through 101 yet, but I promise, when I do, I'll get back to you.
Downstairs, Eddie sets the dining room table.
Fork, knife,
spoon. Is Dad home yet?
No. One of his patients had some sort of post-op complication.
Jeez, I can't even imagine being a surgeon like he is.
That's why we have to be really mellow when he gets home.
What's for dinner?
Chicken, twice baked potatoes, broccoli.
True takes the spoons off the table.
No, True, we need them. Yes, we do.
Eddie, we don't need
them. We do need them. Miss Tarr said that's how you set the table.
But tonight, we don't need them.
Fork, knife, spoon, you need them, True.
Eddie, no.
You need them,
no.
True.
Okay, let him set the table the way he wants, okay?
Mom, it's my night to do the dishes. I don't want to have to wash something that we're not even going to use.
If it's such a big deal, I'll do the dishes.
That's not the point.
I think the point is you want to argue about everything today.
True wrinkles her brow.
You know, you're so worried about not hurting Eddie's feelings that you act like I don't have any feelings at all.
Her mother stares. True grabs her camera and points it at her own face.
Note to self. When I do make a TV show out of my life, remind me to cast somebody else as my mom.
Behind her, True's mother looks over her shoulder with a hurt frown. True sets down the camera and walks away.
Reasons why I think Eddie might be the most well-adjusted one in our entire family.
True's mom shops first, wearing slippers.
Eddie would never go out of the house without bothering to look in a mirror, like some people I know. And then, what about the way she always has to ask the world's most embarrassing questions? Excuse me.
A stock boy faces her.
Hi. Are these tomatoes really organic? Or do you just, like, put the sign up there to, you know, take advantage of environmentally conscious women like myself?
True films paper lunch bags.
And you'd never catch Eddie packing leftover Chinese food and chopsticks in my lunch. Oh, check out the note in totally fake Chinese writing that has the translation on the back. Could she possibly be any cornier?
At the store, the stock boy turns away.
I'm really serious. I want to know if they're organic or not.
True's mother shakes her head and puts the tomato back. Later, True and her family sit around the dinner table.
True, and everybody came home, and that was really funny. Paparazzi, paparazzi, remember True when I said it?
Papa who?
He's saying paparazzi, Dad, you know, like celebrity photographer. Yeah.
Paparazzi, paparazzi, that's funny.
Yeah, that was real funny,
that's
huh?
Funny. It's funny,
It wasn't.
Mom, can you pass me the broccoli, please?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Eddie drops a glass bowl.
Ow! Not again!
It's okay, honey. Sit down. I got it.
It's not as if we can eat the broccoli now. It's all covered with glass.
True lowers her gaze.
Sorry, Dad.
Eddie's father runs a hand over his face, then gives Eddie a hug.
Hey, you know what? One of these days, we're gonna go through an entire meal without dropping or breaking anything. I know what's gonna happen.
Eddie and his father retake their seats. Tears cling to Eddie's cheeks. True averts her eyes. Later, she sits at a desk in her bedroom and writes in a notebook. She turns a page to a drawing of two sharks.
Did you know it's fairly common for baby sharks to attack each other in the womb? It's true. We learned it in science.
The sharks take on True and Eddie's faces and chase each other.
Stop!
True slams the book shut.
What if everything that's wrong with Eddie is all my fault? Mom says it's not true, but how does she know? I mean, I'm the twin who was born first. Maybe everything would have been different if I let Eddie out ahead of me.
True watches Eddie through a window. She scans a website on her computer entitled Special Needs, Special Care. She clicks a button labeled Message Boards, then types a message.
My twin brother has a developmental disability. Now that we're starting high school, I think it would be really cool if I could find some way to make him more comfortable and accepted in the world. If anybody has any ideas on how to help him out, I'd really appreciate hearing from you. True W.
True rises from her desk, leaving the computer screen on. She switches off a lamp. Static fills the old TV screen. Donning a sweater, she moves to her bed and climbs under the covers. She lays her cheek on the pillow and closes her eyes. Lights flash over her. In a dream, clouds pass rapidly through a blue sky. The two children in overalls play in the field of tall grass. The children, a young True and Eddie, sit together with bundles of wildflowers in their hands. She wraps her arms around him. They beam and flop onto the grass. In his bedroom, Eddie lies asleep under a blanket decorated with stars and planets. At a school, True and Denise stand at a locker as True retrieves items from within.
Can you stand it? Billy Meyer and I totally connected. He's like the hottest junior ever, and I'm just a lonely freshman, but he completely stopped shopping.
What'd he say?
In a flashback.
Hey kid, is there an assembly today?
Dumbstruck, True nods at the dark-haired Billy. In the present, she smiles at Denise, who shifts her gaze.
Wow, that proves it. He has to be in love with you.
It means he knows I'm alive.
Hey guys, I've got the dirt on something you're definitely gonna want to hear about.
I hope it's not about Billy Meyer.
What about Billy Meyer?
Nothing. She's delirious. She has no idea what she's talking about.
She's right, I'm a total buffoon.
Ah, don't tell me you're in love with that jerk.
I'm not, okay? Do you have news or don't you?
Well, what do you give me for it?
True rolls her eyes.
Forget it.
She walks in the opposite direction of her friends.
Hey, where are you going? One moves this way.
Come along, Jakey. Forgive him. He's new to the planet.
Denise leads Jake away. True grins. In a classroom, disabled students work on various projects. A teacher moves through the room. True steps into the doorway. Eddie sits at a table with several others. True watches him. He looks toward her, and she smiles. He mouths something and raises a finger. True turns away. She bumps into Billy, who drops his books.
Sorry. My bad. Sorry.
Yeah, no problem.
Billy collects his books and departs. True grimaces as she watches Billy greet his friends.
Could I be a bigger freak? I'll tell you one thing. If I had Billy Meyer for my boyfriend, my life would be perfect.
In a TV studio, Billy enters with flowers and gifts.
I'm home.
Prue wears a red and white polka dot dress and a wig of short, curly red hair. Billy wears a shirt and tie, his hair slicked back.
Hi, honey. How was your day?
Terrible. I got fired from my job, I wrecked the car, and we're a week late on the mortgage.
Oh, darling, how awful. But why all the presents?
As long as I have you for my sweetie, nothing can get me down.
True smiles. Billy puts an arm around her. They wave to the audience. In reality, True films Billy in a gym. She quickly shuts her camera as Denise, Jake, and Eddie join her on the bleachers.
Hey.
Hey, True.
Hey.
Hi.
Jake pulls out a sandwich, sniffs it, and grimaces.
Liverwurst.
True opens a plastic container, revealing several pieces of fried chicken.
Hey, so remember the news I said I had? How about we trade? Info for drumstick?
Pass.
Fine. Look, aren't you the one who's always babbling about being a big TV star?
True's gonna be a star. A big, humongous star.
Yeah, well, I might know a way you can make that happen.
True grins and hands over the chicken. At home.
Mom, guess what? It's a miracle. It's the chance of a lifetime.
True shows the newspaper.
WTOB is having a contest for kids, and the winner gets to host their own TV show. Are you fully comprehending this? I'm gonna be on TV!
Well, you know, they're probably gonna get a few hundred entries.
So?
So I don't want you to be devastated if you don't win.
Nice vote of confidence. Thanks a ton, Mom.
Baby, I'm only trying to be realistic.
Well, I'd rather have you be supportive.
True grabs the newspaper and marches away. Her mother frowns.
Well, it sounds great.
Later, True sits on a spiral staircase and films herself.
Okay, titles for my award-winning TV show. How about True Life Adventures? So it's not just true like me, it's true like real. Get it? No, the True Troop. True Stories. NYPD True. Man About True. True Tale. Tried and True. True Blue True. True Wants to Be a Millionaire. I need to keep thinking.
On another day, True sits in class.
Okay, guys, write this down. Essays on the Pearl are due on Friday, and by Monday, I want to hear the titles and the authors for your next book report so I can sign off on them. The answer, Jake, is no. Comic books and graphic novels don't count. Well, you didn't know I was psychic? All right, I'll see you all tomorrow.
The students rise from their seats and head for the door. True slowly collects her belongings. As the other kids filter out, she approaches the balding, clean-shaven teacher.
Mr. Taylor, I told you about the KTUV contest.
9 or 10 times in the last few days.
Well, I'm doomed. I mean, I really need your help. Because I want to do something original and great, but every idea I come up with stinks.
What do I tell you guys when you're writing?
Write what you know.
Right. So why not apply that same concept to your filmmaking? Forget about being clever. Go for real.
Mr. Taylor walks away. True stares after him with narrowed eyes. She considers, then cocks her head. In an office building, a woman with dark shoulder-length hair steps into an office. True's mom sits at a computer within. She eyes True's post on the message board.
Jenny, I got the photo layout for you. Jenny?
This is strange.
What is it?
I was looking for some information on music classes for Eddie, and I came across a posting that True put up.
What does she want?
Help for her brother.
Really?
A way to make him feel more comfortable in the world.
Ginny shakes her head.
Yeah, it used to be when she was worried about stuff like that, I was the one that she came running to. Not anymore.
Sweetie, when you were her age, how often did you confide in your mother?
Never. You know, this is different. I mean, she and I have always been so close. Now it's... all she ever does is yell at me. Everything I do is either stupid or wrong. I have no idea when I turned into the most annoying mom on the planet.
She's 14. You're lucky she hasn't moved out or gotten her own apartment.
Yet.
G Ginny's co-worker departs. Ginny clears text from a pane on the message board. She sits back in her chair and looks upward with glistening eyes. At home, True does her homework at the kitchen table while Ginny sets a pot on the stove.
You know what sucks?
Don't use that word. It sounds awful.
Do you know what stinks? Having a boy for a twin means I'll never get to do cool stuff. You know, like in The Parent Trap? We could never swap dates or take tests for each other. We can't even fool you and Dad. What's the point of even having a twin?
Shouldn't you be focused on finishing your homework?
Ugh. Don't you care that I'm being, like, incredibly profound here?
Look at me. I'm a doctor like Daddy.
Hey!
Want to see me do an operation?
We'd love to.
Eddie wears a lab coat and holds surgical tools.
Uh-oh. Broken brain.
He grabs a watermelon.
Paging Dr. Eddie. Paging Dr. Eddie.
Broken brain.
That sounds serious, doctor.
Shh, make you all better.
Eddie drills into the watermelon. He grins at True and Ginny, then continues drilling. His father enters.
What's going on here?
He's all right, Eddie. It's okay. He was performing a very delicate operation.
Eddie, those tools are antiques. They were a gift from my father. When did we decide they were toys?
He's being careful.
Eddie's face crumples.
I'm not a doctor. Doctor's for me.
The watermelon smashes on the floor and he runs away. Later, Ginny sits on a washing machine as her husband paces in the laundry room.
I don't know what you want from me. It's like everything I do with this kid is wrong.
It's all about your tone.
Tone?
You scare him. You intimidate him.
Well, at least I don't baby him.
Ginny scowls.
I give him help when he needs help.
Look, unless we start raising the bar, how can we expect him to jump any higher?
This may be it, Bob.
No, I will not accept that. Each of these kids is different. There's no rule book. There's no handbook. If we get lazy and quit pushing him, he's liable to stop growing simply because we let him.
Yeah, but he's already gone way beyond people's expectations. I mean, nobody thought he'd end up in a mainstream school.
Exactly. So why not rewrite all the rules?
As long as we don't lose sight of reality.
Do you happen to remember what I do for a living? I face more reality every single day than most people have to face in a lifetime. So I'd really appreciate it if you didn't lecture me on coming to grips with my son's limitations.
Bob taps the countertop, then rubs his face and heads for the door. Ginny remains seated on the washing machine with her eyes downcast. Bob passes the doorway of True's room. He looks in on the sleeping True, then moves away. A light flashes over her. In a dream, the young True and Eddie walk through the field of tall grass under a bright, partly clouded sky. Eddie falls behind and vanishes amid the grass. True stops and looks back. The grass sways in a breeze. The clouds pass rapidly across the blue sky. True runs through the field. She looks around. In his bedroom, the teenage Eddie lies asleep on the floor with his brow creased. Bob enters. He helps Eddie back into bed. Bob strokes Eddie's head. On a new day, they stand in a park with baseball gloves.
Okay, pal, here we go. You throw it, I catch it.
Okay. Ready?
Fire away.
Hey.
Eddie throws a baseball high above Bob's head.
Strike one!
Good throw, son.
Bob retrieves the ball from under some bushes.
Okay. Here you go. Ready? There we go.
He tosses it to Eddie, who grabs it off the ground.
Got it!
Good catch!
Hands full of lemon drops.
Okay, try and get this one in the glove. Right here, aim right for the mitt. Here we go.
Eddie throws it high over Bob's head. He throws another far to Bob's right. Bob reaches upward for a third and misses. Eddie grins. Bob retrieves several balls from the ground. He smiles at Eddie, then slumps his shoulders. Bob dives for a ball. It bounces off his glove. He crouches and tries to catch a bouncing ball. It glances off his glove and hits him in the face. Eddie hurls the ball past Bob. Bob backs up with his eyes directed upward. He runs into a bush and falls. Eddie grins and raises his arms. Bob emerges from the bush and takes off his glove. He walks back toward Eddie.
You're terrible.
What do you say we forget about all this exercise baloney and go get ourselves some hot fudge sundaes?
Yeah!
Anyway, last one of the cars, a rotten egg.
Rotten egg!
Eddie runs ahead. Bob takes a couple jogging steps, then slows. At home, True sits at the desk in her bedroom. Static fills the screens of the TVs around her. She moves to her computer and opens the message board. The screen displays several responses to her question. She raises her eyebrows. True opens a response from a user named Misty77. An elderly woman appears.
The question, dear, isn't what's wrong with your brother. It's what's wrong with you.
True furrows her brow.
There's no cure for the mentally handicapped. You simply need to develop a strong sense of faith.
True opens a response from a user named Chopper LA. A round-faced biker with a goatee appears.
Hey, True. Chopper LA here. My son sounds a lot like your brother. Our school board was really cool about helping. Maybe yours could be too. Good luck, huh?
Chopper makes finger guns and winks. True clicks on a response from a user named Didi. A 50s-style housewife appears holding a freshly baked pie.
Dear True, all I know is this. If your brother has a sister as caring as you, he's already 10 times better off than most kids with his handicap. Listen, as long as you continue to support him and love him, everything else will be fine. Anytime you want to talk, I'm here.
Thanks, Didi.
Daytime. On the ferry, Eddie stands beside the captain. True, Jake, and Denise walk past.
Do you think Billy Meyer would be in my film?
Yeah, maybe if you promise to let him be the star.
Really, that guy is so into himself. Fine, whatever. I'm just trying to come up with a good idea here. I mean, all I'm saying is, this contest could be the beginning of the rest of my life.
Denise and Jake share a look. They step away from True. She shrugs and follows. The ferry approaches the shore.
Ladies and gentlemen, please remain behind the yellow line until we get down to the terminal.
Anyway, Mr. Taylor told me to make about something I know really well, but everything I know is incredibly boring.
Hey, make it about us. We're incredibly fascinating.
You're so lame, Jake. Stop me.
True and her friends approach a bike rack.
Okay, what if I did like some hilarious movie parody?
That's what everybody will do.
Well, I can't do animation, because that'd be way too hard. I don't want to do, like, some hip music show, because the judges are probably all old, like my parents.
True watches Eddie try to fit a key into a bike lock the wrong way.
Hold on. I might have just hit on the most brilliant idea ever. It'll tell us. Why? So you can just dump on it? No. Make sure Eddie gets home. I have to go do research.
True. Let's go.
True runs back onto the ferry.
I guess when inspiration hits, you gotta go with it.
True waves to Eddie from the deck.
Bye.
At home, Bob sets down a briefcase and starts to loosen his tie.
A little help out here, please.
True crouches by books on the front door's threshold. Bob helps her pick them up.
What are you doing home so early?
Well, 2 consultations canceled, surgery postponed. Here I am.
Great, because I really need your help.
Well, it's like quite a project. Science?
No, the contest.
Bob eyes True with a furrowed brow.
I told you, remember? Host your own TV show? WTUV. Ringing any bells here?
I'm sorry, hon.
Okay. I'm going to do one of those magazine shows to teach people about kids like Eddie, how they get that way, and what doctors are doing to try to help them. Stuff like that. Which is why I really need your help. Can you get me one of your doctor friends to interview? Somebody really smart who would look good on TV and has excellent credentials.
Bob grins and rubs his head.
Ew. Dad, no, I'm trying to be professional, not pathetic.
Oh, thanks a lot.
It's just, would Katie Couric use her dad?
I don't know. Is her dad a neurosurgeon?
Dad! Dad, look, I'm doing it!
Eddie wears rollerblades inside.
Daddy, I'm doing it! Come outside with me, Dad!
You're not supposed to rollerblade in the house.
Daddy, come outside!
Hold on, just one second, pal.
Look, I'm going real fast, Daddy!
Bob makes a phone call.
Dad! Mom!
True goes to the front door where Billy stands with grocery bags.
Hi.
Grocery guy, deliver it.
He hands her a bag. She beams as he bends to pick up two more.
Hi, it's Dr. Walker.
You can just put them right over there.
Uh-huh. True, look, I'm doing it! I learned!
Eddie, be careful!
Eddie knocks the bag from True's hands.
Pick that stuff up, will you, please?
I didn't spill it!
Did I ask you to spill it? Pick it up.
Oh, Dad! No.
Wait, my dad still needs to see me.
I'm sorry, Station. Who's in five more?
Ow! Eddie, you skated right over my fingers!
Hi!
Well, then have Dr. Hollinger check on him. He's on call.
Whoa!
Eddie, you hurt me. What were you thinking?
Hurting.
He ran over my fingers, Dad.
True and Billy trade forced smiles.
Dad, come out!
I gotta go.
Just hold on. Here, I'll...
Bob gives Billy a tip.
Sorry about all the craziness.
As Billy leaves, Ginny arrives.
Mommy! Hi, Mom! Look!
They're all yours. I took the hospital.
Dad!
Oh, we'll talk later.
True! What's up, Doc? I get it, True.
Drew snatches carrots from Eddie.
Hi, darling.
Hi.
In the kitchen, True shoves the carrots into the garbage disposal.
Hurry up, Mr. Walker. What in the world is the matter with you?
Why can't it ever just be normal around here, Mom? That was Billy Meyer delivering the groceries? Billy Meyer!
I don't care who it was. That doesn't give you the right to destroy perfectly good food.
I'm sorry, okay? Ah!
True storms out of the kitchen.
Come on!
Here I come!
Eddie races Bob to the dinner table.
Here I come!
I won!
Did you tell True it's dinner?
Yeah, she said she'd be down in a minute.
Did she tell you what happened after you left?
Yeah, I got the gist.
As the rest of the family sits down, True carries a plate over. She sets a paper carrot on each of their plates. Bob and Ginny share an amused look. Eddie and Bob mime eating carrots.
Carrots! Yum!
Carrots, yum!
Oh, Jen, oh, these are delicious. Oh, you've outdone yourself this time.
Aren't they good, Mom?
Ginny raises her eyebrows. She pretends to cut up the carrot and eat it.
A little thin. A little dry. Going to have to give them a 5-5. Nothing higher. Maybe Billy Meyer might give it a higher score, but...
Oh, Drew!
Oh, Billy Meyer.
Dear Dee Dee,
never mind.
You said I could get back to you whenever I felt like it, so here I am. I got home from school today, buried in homework, stressed about getting my tape done by the deadline.
True looks over her shoulder as her mother enters the house.
Mom, too busy to hear about any of it. And there's Eddie.
Eddie plays on the floor.
Totally content.
He pushes a toy truck around cans of vegetables.
Which made me think, I spend so much time watching out for him and worrying about him. But who's to say? Maybe he's luckier than any of us. He knows he'll always be taken care of. He goes along at his own speed. I'm not saying his handicap's a good thing, but let's face it. Most of the time, he's happier than anybody I know.
True types in a text pane on the message board. She smiles and clicks submit. In an exam room, True adjusts a brown-haired doctor's lab coat and gives him a thumbs up. She turns toward her camera standing on a tripod nearby. Smile fading, she puts her hands on her hips and tilts her head. On the TV in her room, text reads, "The brain, how it works, what it does." True sits at her computer. In the bathroom, she films Eddie holding a toothbrush. He sniffs the toothpaste on it with a frown. In a classroom, she films herself pointing to various spots on a model of a human brain. True films Eddie smiling as he plays a block stacking game. Elsewhere, he drapes glowing wires over his head. In the bathroom, Eddie looks directly into her camera and frowns. He raises the toothbrush with a trembling hand, then lowers it. In class, True dozes in her seat. She falls onto the floor. At home, she, Jake, and Denise join Eddie in the living room.
Are you guys ready for this? The only condition is that you have to be totally honest. I want to know every single thing you think.
Don't worry. Brutal honesty is our specialty.
They take a seat on the couch.
Hey, Eddie.
Hi.
Eddie pats Jake on the back. He holds a bowl of popcorn. True presses a button on a remote. A video plays.
Welcome to a fantastic journey inside the brain of Eddie Walker. The brain is the most complex and mysterious organ in the human body. It controls all the bodily functions that keep us alive. But more importantly, it defines who we are.
The nervous system is composed, one, of a series of large centers of nerve matter called, collectively, the cerebrospinal centers, of smaller centers, cerebrospinal axis, ganglia. Three, of nerves connected either with the cerebrospinal axis of the peripheral terminations of the nerves forming the organs of the external senses.
Eddie falls asleep.
The cerebrospinal axis and the spinal consists cord, of the brain, which are contained within the skull and spinal canal. The brain and its membranes in the first fibrous membrane, and then the spinal cord, which lines the interior of the skull. Its outer surface is rough and fibrillated and adheres closely to the inner surface of the bones, forming their internal periosteum.
Her friends' heads droop.
This adhesion being most marked opposite the sutures and at the base
of the skull. The processes of the dura mater, sent inward into the cavity of the skull, are four in number. The falx cerebri.
Well, folks, there you have it. An in-depth journey into the very unique mind of Eddie Walker. I hope it's been enlightening. For WTUV, this is Trudy Walker.
Denise and Jake sigh. Eddie sleeps.
So, what'd you think?
True's smile fades.
What?
Well, I said I wanted honesty. I definitely learned a lot.
And the music was good.
You hated it.
No, it's just, what's the word?
Boring?
Yeah.
You're right. It stinks.
You wanted truth, right?
Yeah, right.
But maybe we're not the only people you should be asking. I mean, it's a medical show. Maybe you need a second opinion.
Denise nudges Jake. They step away. Eddie wakes.
Good job, True.
He walks away. True rolls her eyes and buries her face in her hands. Later, she takes a tape out of the VCR. Ginny sits on the couch.
Boring?
Well, it may not be everyone's cup of tea.
A cliche? Thanks, Mom. That's exactly what I needed to hear.
I think the problem might be that you played it safe. I want to know where you are in all this.
I'm doing most of the filming. That's where I am.
I don't mean physically. I mean emotionally.
What are you talking about?
I think it'd be much more interesting from your point of view.
Stop. I get it. You hated it. I'm a total failure. Thank you. Let's just drop it.
True marches away.
Help!
Upstairs, she reads with Eddie.
Then they lay down in the fluffy hay and looked up at the twinkling stars.
Those.
Yeah, isn't it beautiful?
Yeah. Yep. True, do the lamb voice. Do the lamb voice, True.
Bah. How nice and cozy are we.
True turns the page in a picture book.
Good night, cow. Good night, lamb. Bah.
Move. Do it again, True. Do it from here.
No.
Please? Please, True.
I'm too tired, Eddie.
No.
True closes the book and sits up.
Eddie, you didn't think my show was that awful, did you?
It needs more car crashes.
You're right. It's the worst. What if this means I don't have any talent? I mean, what if I spent all this time thinking that I was born to have my own show, and it turns out I'm a talentless, uncreative, boring person?
You're funny.
Glad you think so.
Eddie shifts his gaze.
True. Are you mad at me?
No, of course not. Why?
Eddie scratches the back of his neck.
Because you never play with me anymore.
Sorry, Eddie. I've been really busy working on my tape.
It makes me sad.
How come?
Because you used to be my twin. Only now you're not.
True's lips part. Her eyes glisten. Later, she takes a seat at her computer and types on the message board.
Why am I such a loser, Dee Dee? I want to win this contest so badly, but I have no idea what kind of show to do. I know my mom tries to help, but she has this way of making everything sound like criticism. I mean, if I get too personal, isn't everyone going to see the show and laugh at me?
True shakes her head. She clicks submit. She steps away from her computer. Daytime, the Walker family approaches a soccer field. True and Eddie wear purple jerseys.
I don't know. Everything I come up with is weak. Maybe I'll get lucky and get, like, severely body checked today. That might shake a good idea loose.
I'm sure you'll do fine.
Bob kisses True's head.
Come on, True, come on.
Have a good time, kids.
Be over there cheering our heads off.
I'm going.
How's my natural wonder?
Ready to rock and roll.
Good boy. You gonna remember not to use your hands today, Eddie?
I'll try.
Can't ask for more than that. Go to it. Have fun.
Okay.
On the field, True passes to a teammate as Eddie runs ahead.
Go, go, go,
drive it in! Drive it in!
Take it away!
It's okay!
I don't know how any of the kids are supposed to do anything with that Garrett Galitzky on their team. He's such a little ball hog.
Bob grins and looks to his right.
I want to say that a little bit louder. His parents are sitting right
over there. All right, Garrett, come on!
What?
Well, you just looked exactly like Eddie when you did that.
That poor guy. Like he doesn't have enough problems.
Baby!
Ginny kisses Bob's cheek. He films the game.
Go!
Pick him up!
Okay!
That's good!
Way to go!
All right, True! Good!
The great part about having Eddie on my team is once in a while, we get this, I don't know, like, twin telepathy thing going on. Sometimes, I don't even have to look up, and I automatically know he's open.
True passes the ball to Eddie, who dribbles it ahead of an opponent. He swings his leg back and shoots. The goalie dives with his hands outstretched. True's eyes widen. The ball goes in. Eddie's parents cheer. True jumps up and down. Eddie shouts and claps. He and True spin in a circle as they embrace. Ginny pumps her fists. Bob grins as he continues filming. True and Eddie turn to face the camera and wave. At night, True sits down at her computer. She opens the internet browser and clicks on a response from Dee Dee on the message board. Dee Dee reappears as a 50s-style housewife.
Dear True, the truth is, what you feel and the things you deal with every day are intense and powerful. That's what makes them interesting. And I agree, it is risky to share them. But maybe what your mom was trying to tell you is that nobody's ever made great art without taking a risk. And just remember, if you show your true self, you will be rewarded.
Daytime, True and Denise walk beside a body of water. Behind them, Eddie throws something into the water.
Isn't it weird? I mean, she makes me feel totally normal. It's like I suddenly have my own personal guardian angel.
Did you ever stop to think that Dee Dee could be some 500-pound guy with nasty BO and a tattoo on his hairy back?
It's a medical posting site. People go there to try and help each other. Plus, she's totally supportive. She thinks I'll win the WTUV contest. And she's always encouraging me to really put myself out there.
True glances back.
Oh, hold on.
She jogs back to Eddie and films him.
Hi, True.
Hi.
He throws something into the water.
Ooh.
He points to a goose.
True! True! Look, 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 look! It's a ducky!
True zooms in on the goose.
I don't get it. Your film's about Eddie, right?
Yeah, but it's also kind of about me, too.
You sure you want to do that?
Hello?
No.
Denise raises her eyebrows. Later, True shuts herself inside her bedroom. She sits on the edge of her bed and takes a box out of her nightstand. A key hangs on a chain around her neck. She takes it off and inserts it into a keyhole on the box. True opens the box. A collection of tapes with handwritten labels rest within. Hand-cut paper letters on the inside of the lid read, "Top Secret." True inserts a tape into her camera. In home footage, Eddie wears a safari cap and runs through the kitchen. He grabs a banana from a fruit bowl. True takes it wearing a colander as a hat and a furry white sweater. In more footage, they stand at a register in a grocery store. Am I the only one? Footage shows the Walker family around the dinner table. Eddie knocks over a pitcher of milk. Bob jumps up. In footage from the school gym, Eddie holds his hands out for a pass, then turns and smiles at the camera. A boy throws a ball at the back of Eddie's head. Eddie frowns and rubs the back of his head. In her room, True's brow creases. She closes her eyes. Opening them, she shifts her gaze thoughtfully. In the morning, True walks down her front steps. She joins her mother by a car.
Mom, I thought the whole point of doing this was so that the four of us could be together.
Look, sweetie, there was an emergency.
There's always an emergency.
Sorry. There's only so much of this life I can control.
I'm ready to go, okay, Mom?
Looking good, Edward.
On a beach, Ginny sets items out on a picnic table. True films Eddie as he tries to fly a kite.
Take off! Come on! The big kites, take off! Come on! Kites, take off! Come on! Kites, stay off!
Eddie throws the kite into the sand and kneels beside it.
Eddie, maybe there just isn't enough wind.
No, True, it's not the wind's fault. It's the kite's stupid.
True frowns as she watches Eddie sob in the view screen of her camera.
Kite. Must be retarded.
True looks up from her camera, her brow creased. Eddie squeezes his eyes shut, and his shoulders tremble with sobs. True frowns and closes her camera. At night, they return home as rain pours down on the car. Lightning flashes. Car slows as it reaches the driveway. It turns and pulls in. In the passenger seat, True looks at her footage of Eddie with the kite. Ginny watches her.
Can't show this to people. They won't understand. And what if they laugh at Eddie?
She glances at Eddie asleep in the back seat.
Why would they? Aren't you showing them how much he means to you?
Yeah. So?
I think it's going to be very moving.
You're our mother. You have to think that.
My friend Dee Dee says I shouldn't be afraid, even though people can be really cruel sometimes.
While we're on the subject of Dee Dee, can I tell you something?
What? That Dee Dee can be some 800-pound guy? I know, that's what everybody's saying. But, you know, she gets me, Mom. She understands.
Ginny's gaze wanders. She presses her lips together. In her room, True opens a message from Dee Dee. The dark-haired Dee Dee knits in her vibrantly colored 50s-style kitchen.
you want my opinion, you have to send in your tape. Remember, dear, if you show your true self, you will be rewarded.
True smiles to herself and gets up from her desk.
Oh, powerful and loyal rulers of contest entries, protectors of the deserving, servants of the talented.
Hocus pocus mumbo jumbo. Let's just get this puppy in the mail.
Hey, I need all the luck I can get.
I can't believe you're sending this off without showing us first.
I know, but it's too late to make any more changes. Time to let it fly and be free.
True slips a VHS tape into a padded envelope. Denise opens a postal drop box and True inserts the package. As the three friends walk away, True glances back with a frown. Denise grabs her shoulder and ushers her onward. At home, True joins her mother in the kitchen.
Well, it's done.
Is Eddie out front?
Yes, he's playing catch with Jake.
What's done?
I mailed my tape.
Good for you.
If you show your true self, you will be rewarded.
A scene flashes of Dee Dee mouthing along to Ginny's words. True's eyes widen.
What?
Where'd you come up with that?
With what?
The saying, the phrase.
Oh.
Ginny sighs guiltily.
Oh, dear.
True shakes her head.
You're Dee Dee.
True, let me explain.
You can't. Why would you trick me like that? To make me feel stupid? To trap me into saying something so that you could use it against me?
Oh, slow down a second. Let me talk to you about this.
No, I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to talk to you ever. I hate you. I can't believe that you would do this to me.
True storms off. Ginny's shoulders slump and her brow creases. Later, Ginny and Bob stroll through an outdoor market.
So how long do you think she'll go before she speaks to me again?
Well, I don't mean to make you paranoid, but the Guinness Records guys called this morning. They want to sign her up for their parental freeze-out category.
She smacks his chest.
Good shot. Right in the heart.
True walks around a carousel.
Eddie? Where are you? Eddie, where are you?
She steps off the carousel. Eddie stands nearby. He wears a baseball cap.
Eddie, where did you go?
Another ride.
Where'd you get that hat?
Oh.
What, did Mom buy it for you?
No.
Did Dad?
Nope.
Oh, no. You didn't steal it, did you?
No. No. See, they gave it to me. See them?
Eddie, how many times have I told you not to take stuff from strangers?
No,
come
no.
on, let's go.
True, they gave it to me.
Uh-huh.
They did.
No.
Ask them.
True takes the cap off Eddie's head. They approach Billy and two other boys standing on a bridge.
What is it?
You like Billy Myers.
So?
You do. Ooh.
Excuse me.
Excuse you, why?
Does this belong to you?
True holds out the cap. Billy extends his hand. He lets it fall to the ground.
No. I told him he could keep it. I mean, isn't this Be Kind of Retard Week?
Oh, darling!
Besides, why would we want that back after all three of us took turns spitting in it?
True gapes.
And then you gave it to him to put on his head?
Billy smirks.
What is wrong with you?
What's wrong with me? What's wrong with you, freak? I'm beginning to think you're a bigger mental case than he is.
Billy sits on the bridge's railing. True shoves him. He falls off the bridge into shallow water. True takes Eddie's hand. They flee. Billy pounds the surface of the water. The twins walk past their parents.
We're leaving.
What's wrong?
You wouldn't understand.
Bob and Ginny share a look, then follow their children. The family drives along a sloping road as the sun sets. True sits in the back with Eddie. She rests her head on her hand and stares out the open window. Bob glances back at her in the rearview mirror. True presses her hand to her forehead. If you were the tide, I'd be. Young True stands in the field of tall grass. She stares up at the sky. Clouds pass rapidly overhead. Sunlight shimmers through the clouds. If you were the tree. True lowers her gaze. She looks toward a tree standing a lonesome distance away and moves toward it. And I am just me. In the present, the teenage True continues to stare out the window. Eddie plays with a toy beside her. He glances toward her. The car drives up a hill. In her room, True eyes a photo of Billy on her computer. A red circle surrounds him with a slash running across his torso. Billy's image vanishes from the photo. True stands and moves to her bed. She flops onto her back and presses her hands to her face. Ginny steps into the open doorway. True sits up.
Are you all right?
I don't want to talk to you.
Okay.
Ginny starts to turn away with glistening eyes, then stops.
I need to tell you something.
Well, I don't want to hear it.
Well, then you can just listen. I'm sorry. What I did was wrong. And I'm really sorry. I saw your posting and I just dove in. I just wanted to reach you.
Fine.
So we're okay? Everything's all right?
They spit in his hat, Mom, and then they gave it to him to wear.
What?
Yeah, no, but everything's fine. Everything's okay.
True shuts the door on her. Daytime, True uses the phone in the kitchen. Denise sits at the table.
Hi, WTUV? I was just wondering when you'd be announcing the winner of the Host Your Own TV Show contest?
True's eyes widen.
No. Must be somebody else.
She opens her mouth, then grimaces.
Okay. Sorry. Thanks.
I cannot believe they recognize my voice.
Big surprise. You practically call every 2 seconds.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
True averts her gaze. Denise rolls her eyes. In an immense public library, True sits at a table with Eddie and Jake. Eddie closes his book and looks up as the others continue reading.
True, I'm done. Can I get another one?
Sure. You know where the kids section is. Right there.
Okay.
Eddie jogs away. He looks through books on a shelf. He stacks several books in his arms and reads from the topmost one. One of the books drops from his hands. A passing person kicks it into an open elevator. Eddie steps into the elevator and picks it up. Many adults crowd in with him, blocking the door. The elevator moves downward. Eddie grins and looks out the glass wall of the compartment. He shifts his gaze with wide eyes. Eddie gets out of the elevator on another floor. He looks around with wide eyes, his eyebrows raised. Eddie proceeds down a long aisle between high shelves. He looks over his shoulder and scans the seemingly deserted aisle. He reaches an intersection and stops. He turns on the spot. Bookshelves extend in every direction. His brow creases. Eddie proceeds down another aisle, his eyes darting back and forth. He reaches another intersection and turns left. Eddie drops his stack of books. He hurries down an aisle. A balding, bespectacled librarian looks up. True and Jake jump to their feet. Eddie runs. True hurries down a staircase. Jake follows True. True and Jake quicken their pace. The librarian finds Eddie in a dead-end aisle.
Shh!
library. Where's my sister?
Calm down.
No. I have to find my sister!
Wait!
Eddie backs into a shelf, spilling books across the floor. He sits with his arms around his knees. True and Jake jog toward him.
Eddie. Eddie, it's okay. It's okay, I'm here.
Eddie hugs True.
Excuse me. This is a library. Perhaps it would be better if you took him outside.
Sure. Just give us a minute. We'll be really quiet.
This is unbelievable.
She said they need a minute, okay? Just chill.
The librarian raises his eyebrows.
Fine. If you need any help, let me know.
He collects some of the fallen books, then departs.
Go call your mom and let her know we're ready to go.
Thanks.
Jake steps away. Eddie sits with his head bowed and fidgets. True takes out a crumpled tissue and dabs at his eye.
Not fair.
What isn't fair?
I want to be done being different. I want to be the same as everybody else.
Eddie's face crumples with sobs.
Everybody's different, Eddie. Not just you.
No, True. I'm real different.
True presses her lips together.
You know what? You're right. You are different. But if you were just the same as everybody else, you wouldn't get all that special help in school. You wouldn't be allowed to rollerblade in the house. And you wouldn't be the amazing brother that I love.
You mean it?
True nods and lowers her gaze.
What's wrong, True? I make you sad now?
She shakes her head.
What's wrong, True?
She looks into his eyes. Eddie holds out his sleeve.
Blow.
He wipes her nose. They look into each other's shining eyes. Eddie embraces True.
Love you, True.
Love you too, Eddie.
In a park, True and Eddie swing side by side on a swing set. Later, she sits with Bob on her bed.
Right when Eddie was melting down, I was mad that I didn't have my video camera. Is that awful?
No, sweetie. Don't be so hard on yourself. You're only a mere mortal after all. Get some sleep, okay?
He kisses her head and moves to the door. True climbs into bed. In his bedroom, Eddie grabs an RC car. Daytime. True and Eddie return home from school.
Hi, Mom, we're home!
Hi!
Hi.
Hang on, I'm almost finished here. True, there's a letter for you by the phone.
True's eyes widen. Eddie smiles. True grabs the letter from a hall table.
Oh, no. This is it. It's from the TV station.
Ma, did she win the contest?
Don't know.
True rips open the envelope. She takes out the letter within, unfolds it, and reads. Her expression brightens.
I did it. I won.
She won?
True hugs her mother.
I knew you could do it.
She pulls away and frowns.
You know, if kids start making fun of me for all the personal stuff I showed, it's totally gonna be your fault.
True storms away. Eddie watches her go. Ginny frowns and tightens her lips. She forces a smile and high-fives Eddie. Ginny steps away. Eddie fidgets and stares off. At the high school.
Good afternoon, students. This is Principal Longman with a brief announcement. As many of you know, one of our students, ninth grader Trudy Walker, has won a contest sponsored by local cable channel WTUV.
Wow. All right.
Billy sneers as True's other classmates smile.
The program she created, A Day in the Life, will be airing tomorrow evening at 8 p.m. I encourage all of you to tune in, and congratulations, Trudy. You've made our school proud.
Eddie high-fives two of his classmates. At night, True, Jake, Denise, and Ginny gather in the Walkers' living room with snacks.
Oh, man, this is so exciting. I might throw up. I mean, I'm serious. I might actually throw up. Jeez.
Where is Dad? Did he not swear that he would be here?
He still has a few minutes. He'll be here.
Hey, where's Eddie?
Comes the movie star.
Oh, look at you. All dressed up?
Yeah. Over here, buddy, in the VIP seats.
Hey, guys. Hello. Hey, where are you? Yeah, she's right here. Daddy.
True takes the phone from Ginny. In a hospital, Bob wears scrubs.
Hi, Dad.
Hey, sweetheart. Listen, I'm running late. My patient just got into recovery. Yeah, I have to check on him. I have to talk to his family.
How long?
Well, you're going to tape it for me, right?
True frowns.
We'll watch it together later, I promise.
I love you.
Love you, too.
Knock him dead.
Okay.
Bye. You'll tape it for him.
Already ready to go.
Guys, it's starting.
Ginny and True join the others on the couch.
Okay. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to a very special WTUV presentation. And so, without further ado, WTUV proudly presents A Day in the Life, a film by Trudy Walker.
Meet my twin brother, Eddie Walker.
Morning, Drew.
Bob watches the program on a TV at the nurse's station. In the video, True and Eddie lie in the grass as he plays with a toy airplane. Elsewhere, he sits by the water and waves to the camera. Eddie bounces an exercise ball.
Look at me. Kiss me on TV, homo, like Gilligan.
Only 100 times more handsome.
True smiles as she watches. In the video, she and Eddie look up from under an umbrella. Eddie swims while wearing a life vest. True and Eddie slide headfirst down a slide. The footage of Eddie in the safari hat plays. Bob grins. In the footage, Eddie passes a banana to True, who jumps up and down in her fur and colander outfit and pretends to eat it. Jake beams. Denise smiles at True. In the video, Eddie holds up a medal.
Eddie is the most beautiful and profound person I know.
Wow.
Eddie studies a spider web.
Wow, look at that!
Ew. It's a gross, disgusting spider web.
No. Perfect and beautiful and strong.
Eddie watches a butterfly overhead. He jumps and tries to catch it. Eddie and Ginny dance.
To the side.
You guys are doing great.
Certainly are. Okay, now.
Right? Not like great.
That's okay.
Oh, sorry, Mom. No, sorry.
Everybody makes mistakes.
Yeah, except God, though, right, Mom? Because if God makes mistakes, then the whole world look like a kid to it, right? Right?
Bob smiles.
If an athlete gets athlete's foot, what does an astronaut get?
Give up what?
Missile toe.
Eddie cracks up.
But living with a twin who has a mental disability isn't always the easiest thing.
Eddie films True in her bedroom.
Eddie, put my camera down. Come here.
That was
mine. Give it to me now. Eddie, put it back, Eddie.
Let's get the candy too,
no, Eddie,
okay?
No.
Here, let's get the candy.
Is this going to be everything?
No, the candy too.
No, we are done. Thank you.
True,
no.
I want to get the candy.
No,
stop.
Eddie, come on, please.
Get the candy too.
Hey,
stop.
Calm down.
Stop calm
I want to get the candy
Eddie,
too.
Eddie, drop it.
Get the candy.
Turn off the camera.
Let's get the
you candy. You want the candy or no, lady?
Let's get the candy.
When Eddie acts like this, I know what everybody's thinking. How could you live with him?
Stay up.
Stupid kite, stay up.
Stupid
kite, stay up.
Eddie slams the kite into the sand. Watching the video, Bob and Ginny's eyes glisten. Eddie smacks the kite.
Stupid kite, stupid. Stupid kite. Must be retarded.
I was gonna go see Toy Story 2 with some friends, and Eddie went, combustible. Kicking, screaming,
flinging himself on the floor.
A colleague watches over Bob's shoulder.
And it makes me really embarrassed that he's my brother.
Ginny rubs True's shoulders.
I just wish other people would take the time to get to know him the way that I do.
Bob lowers his gaze with a slight frown.
Hey, True. Hey, want an apple? Wait, hey, are you sure? If you want one, True? It's right here, okay? Right there.
If you ever think you ought to feel sorry for Eddie, don't. Because he's got more joy than almost any other kid I know. And don't feel sorry for me either. Because I've got a brother who every single day teaches me what's important in life.
In the video, Ginny takes pictures of Eddie as he lies in a tent in the backyard. She turns and grins at the camera. Later, True lies beside Eddie in the tent. She grabs a pillow and smacks him in the face. In the living room, Eddie and Ginny smile. In the footage, Eddie retaliates with his own pillow. The footage goes dark as he swings at the camera. At the hospital, Bob and his colleague grin. In the footage, Eddie and True play on a swing set. In their kitchen, Eddie offers a piece of cake to True behind the camera. Eddie and True roughhouse in True's bedroom. At school, Eddie pats a balding man's head. The man forces a grin, then rolls his eyes. Eddie joins True outside the school.
Hi! Hi!
He brings his face close to the camera. Eddie turns and hugs True. They smile and wave. In the living room, Jake grins. Eddie claps. Ginny wipes her nose. Denise smiles.
Wow.
That was great.
You're gonna be a star. Big, humongous star, True.
True grins with glistening eyes. At the hospital, Bob hangs his head. His colleague pats his shoulder.
Pretty impressed?
Yeah. Where are you? Noticed, huh?
Oh, yeah. Hazards of the medical life. We all become invisible fathers.
Yeah. Some of us more than others.
Wow. I don't believe it. I mean, you were so out there. Wasn't it scary to do?
Yeah. I wonder what all the other kids are gonna think.
Who knows?
She imagines.
Her opinions were dumb. All the images were cliches, and her wardrobe was, like, completely the worst.
If I were True, I'd drop out of school and move to Siberia.
It would have been much more effective if she'd done the entire program in Spanish. Of course, she could never stay awake long enough in her class to learn.
A whole half hour of the retard twins? Pasadena.
In the morning, True walks up the front steps of the school and enters. She looks around with a nervous expression.
I saw your show, True. It was fantastic. Thanks.
Hey, True. Nice job. Really impressive.
Wow, thanks.
My mom cried through the whole thing.
Several people pat her shoulder.
Hey, True.
Eddie approaches. As the students around them applaud, True and Eddie smile and share a hug. Billy steps through the crowd and eyes her. True ignores him. She and Eddie walk away with their arms still around each other. Later, True returns home. She peeks into a home office.
Hi, Dad.
Hey, True. Come in here a second, will you? I want to talk to you.
I watched your show again. But if people are only paying casual attention, I'm not sure they'd even know you have a dad.
Sorry. I tried to put you in more.
But? Come on, what happened? Tell me. I can handle it.
It's... If I'd used all the stuff I'd shot, I know you would have been really mad.
Oh, come on. Well, I think you have to show me then.
True frowns and takes out a disc.
You know, we really don't have to do this.
Why? What are you afraid of?
Hurting your feelings.
What'd you do, draw devil horns on me or something? Come on. Let's let the footage speak for itself.
They move to his desk. Bob takes a seat as True opens the disc case. She sets the disc in a drive and pushes it closed. Footage of the Walkers at their dinner table plays.
I have something I really like.
Eddie spills the milk pitcher.
Ah! Unbelievable! We can't even get to a meal! You can do it!
Okay, I lost my temper. That happens. What am I, perfect?
True frowns.
Come on, what else?
She plays another video.
Dad! Monkey Man! Skelly, get me
down! Dad, come on, come on! Does it look like I'm working?
Dad!
I'm working here! What do I have to do to make it clear to you? Come on, out! Let's go! Out!
Sorry.
What are you doing? Are you filming this? Come turn the camera on.
True turns away from the computer. Bob's face falls.
Hi, it's Dr. Walker. You paged me?
Eddie, stop it! Can't you see I'm on the phone? I'm working now. Can I just get 5 minutes to myself?
His expression becomes increasingly somber.
Eddie, what is this mess? Eddie, pick up your clothes. How many times have I told you not to throw your clothes on the floor?
It's all like this?
Pretty much. Or else you weren't there.
Bob rises and turns to face the window.
Dad, your job is really hard. You're under a lot of stress. Eddie and I know that. We totally get it.
That's no excuse. You deserve better than this.
He rubs his head.
What do I do now? I mean, I had no idea. I mean, who is that guy?
Dad. Eddie loves us no matter what, even when we make mistakes. You and me and Mom, we're his entire world. He just loves us. Maybe all we have to do is love him back.
Bob smiles. He and True embrace.
One click. It's all in the recycle bin.
Yeah. Save it. You might need it to keep me in line.
They share a grin. Bob heads for the door. True remains. She clicks on a video clip.
Note to self. When I do make a TV show out of my life, remind me to cast somebody else as my mom.
The clip pauses. True eyes her mother's frowning face in the footage. She looks at herself in a mirror. True turns her head and watches her mother watering the plants outside. Outside, True walks toward her mother with her hands clasped in front of her. Jenny glances over her shoulder. She turns away. Jenny continues watering the plants with her back to True. True steps closer and stands with her head bowed. Jenny sets down the hose and turns.
You know, you never had to be Dee Dee. All you had to do was talk to me.
You make it sound so easy.
True frowns. Jenny blinks. They take a seat on a bench.
You know, it wasn't that long ago you used to tell me everything. Sometimes more than I wanted to hear.
Just because I don't tell you every intimate detail of my life, it doesn't mean that I don't love you.
I never thought you didn't love me. I just missed you.
Jenny touches True's shoulder. True hangs her head and closes her eyes.
When I was making my movie, watching it over and over again, it really hit me. You know how for so long, Eddie and I weren't ever really the same. But, you know, we played Monkey Man, and we went out for soccer together. We goofed around.
You grew up together.
True nods. Her body shudders.
Only now, I'll go to college and probably get married and have kids. And Eddie will always stay Eddie.
True looks into Ginny's eyes with tears in her own. They embrace.
My girl.
In her bedroom, True films herself.
So our life isn't a TV show. I'll survive. I mean, just because in real life things don't get wrapped up nice and tidy, it doesn't mean they can't improve.
In the driveway, Bob and Eddie wash a car.
Dad is making an effort to be around more. And he's trying really hard to relax.
Don't let it go. No, don't!
A card house collapses.
I said trying.
Bob yells and Eddie cries.
I mean, to quote a mom cliche, Rome wasn't built in a day.
Bob hugs him.
And Mom has promised to be more available, so we can talk and stuff. And yes, I promised to actually listen and be open with her.
True and Ginny do crafts at the kitchen table.
And Eddie, well, I think it's safe to say that Eddie will always be Eddie.
Eddie and Bob fight with sponges.
Come on, Mom.
I'll play with you, Eddie.
Okay,
True.
We're gonna play tag.
Go, Eddie!
In the home footage, Eddie scores a goal at the soccer game. He and True watch in their living room.
Eddie, come on. We've watched the scene like 10 times. Let's move on. It's not like it's gonna change.
I like it. I don't want it to change.
In the footage, Eddie and True embrace. He beams and pats her back. They wave to the camera.
You and me, being twins.
In the living room, Eddie and True smile at each other. He lays his hand atop hers. She rests her other hand atop his. They turn their gazes back toward the TV. In the field of tall grass, the young True and Eddie take each other's hands. Sunlight glints off their hair as they stroll through the grass with smiles on their faces. Fade to black. Audio description funded by Walt Disney Studios. Voice by Marcia Bartonetti.